Welcome to the My Crazy Office podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Catherine Crowley. They're committed to creating world peace, one crazy office at a time. And now, here are Kathy and Catherine.
Hi, I'm Kathy Elster.
And I'm Catherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office Overtime.
So this overtime, we're just going to talk about earning people's trust. And trust is a big topic that comes up a lot in the workplace. Mm-hmm. I don't trust this one, or I trust that one. And, you know, how do you know who to trust at work? And it's very easy when trust is broken to not be able to gain it back. So what does it take for you to earn your trust? Of, you know, what does it take?
Right.
And that's a hard one, especially if it's been crossed. I mean, I think trust is, to me, ultimately boils down to keeping your word. If you say you're going to do something and then you don't do it, I mean, if you say, oh, I'm so sorry, I know I promised that I'm going to be late, or I made a mistake, I don't think I can do what I promised, that's fine.
Right.
It's when you promise something and then you do the opposite and don't bring it up.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a piece of breaking trust. It's a very big piece, but I also think there's more subtle ways that we break trust in the workplace.
Yeah, well, I was actually thinking about this in a slightly different light, more like I think it's very common to prematurely trust people at work,
right,
actually.
Right.
You know, you come into a situation, you've got a new job, it may be a friendly environment, and you want everyone, you want to be able to endow each person with trust.
Right.
Right.
I think it's actually less common, and that's why your trust can be broken quickly, because you never let them earn it to begin with. So I think it's actually less common to see earning trust as a process, and that it's something that people demonstrate. Like you said, Kathy, like if I assume I don't know you that well, but let me see if you keep your word, then I'm allowing you, as you do keep your word, to earn my trust.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't keep your word, you don't get my trust. So anyway, that's how I was thinking about it, that I think, and certainly in working with clients very often, there's a huge feeling of betrayal, I think often because they gave their trust, which is a lovely thing, but never actually let the other person earn it.
Yeah.
So do we often start off with high expectations or higher expectations of our colleagues or
yes,
our superiors?
I think we do. And often, sometimes, because you want to win them over too, we want them to trust us, right?
Right, right.
So you
right.
may do things like you never get a contract, or you never get a job description, or you never require the expectations, Logan, that you're mentioning, to be spelled out specifically, perhaps in writing, perhaps in a document form.
Mm-hmm.
And then you realize as things go down the pike and start to unravel, you feel betrayed, but you never actually let them earn your trust.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah. I think I see many people take jobs because they're eager. They're eager to get the job, and they'll figure it all out.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
they don't get the reality up front.
Exactly.
So then when they get in, they do feel betrayed. Oh, we did talk about the salary being X, and then it came in $20,000.
Exactly.
And how did that happen? And I don't get a raise for 3 years. Or, you know, I thought I said 3 weeks vacation, but they heard 3 days or
right.
you know, something
right.
ridiculous.
Right.
But, I mean, that was a ridiculous example. But I think we do. We in our heads, think I want the job, so therefore I'm gonna forego.
Right.
Acting like I don't trust them.
Right.
And I need the facts written down.
Exactly.
When the truth is you do want.
You do need.
Yeah, you do need to let them earn your trust.
Exactly. Let them demonstrate. And that's how I think it's really important to think about. Trust is something to be earned, and that individuals and companies can demonstrate. And same could be true with a coworker. I know I've gone into situations where I want to be liked, and so I'll give the coworker the benefit of the doubt. We're talking long ago, of course, but the truth is that I have to also see who are they, you know, mm-hmm. who is this person? If I'm busy confiding my personal life in someone who's actually turns out not to be trustworthy, mm-hmm. whose fault mm-hmm. is that?
Mm-hmm. Right. Right.
Right.
So,
yeah, this is a really sensitive topic.
Yeah.
Personally, I have found that once somebody shows me they're not trustworthy, they've never... I think it's a pattern. For me, it usually right. then begins a pattern of them continuing not being trustworthy.
Right. Right.
Unless they acknowledge it early on and say, oh, that was a mistake, then they are trustworthy.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But how trustworthy are you? You always have to ask yourself, you know, do uh-huh. you do what you say you're going to do or make sure that you address it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When things are different than you had said. Mm-hmm. Because it's okay that things change, but it's when you just assume it's going to be okay for the other person and you don't
right.
say anything. That could break trust.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, and I also think culturally there's different rules around this.
Uh-huh. What trust is sure. and mm-hmm. what it entails mm-hmm. and how much you should
right.
tell someone or reveal.
So that's something you also have to understand. Mm-hmm. You know, in earning another person's trust, you may have to really work at it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Don't assume everybody's just going to give it to you.
Right.
Right.
I have met people that just, you know, want to trust immediately without earning it. And mm-hmm. that's suspicious to me.
Right. Well, that's the whole thing. If we could view it as a process and, you know, hopefully whoever you're interacting with, there's a good chance that they may be trustworthy. But I think the mistake always is to assume that everyone is.
Right.
And I think
that's a big mistake.
Yeah. And it's also important to check your own trustworthiness. I think that's a really good point, Kathy. Mm-hmm. Like, do you do what you say you're going to do? Mm-hmm. And also, do you provide the documentation or whatever it is that would make something more official in terms of your behavior, mm-hmm. right? Are you willing at work to set goals and to set deadlines and be accountable for the things that you say you're going to do?
So I just have this little story. So somebody who worked here once took some supplies that we had and used them at home and then brought them back. And I saw that and I thought that I didn't like it that mm-hmm. they never asked whether
yeah.
they could use it. Mm-hmm. So is that not trustworthy?
Well, I think that's an interesting thing because there's where we get into the boundaries of trust.
Yeah.
Right.
Right. Like for you, as you said, it's being straightforward. So if that individual
right.
come to you and said, Kathy, do you mind if I take these materials
I'm
and use
bring them
and
right
I'll bring
back.
Them right back? You would be fine with
right.
that. But mm-hmm. the fact that it was done without discussion,
right.
that feels deceptive to you.
Exactly. Does it to you?
It sounds a little...
sounds deceptive to you. Does it sound
sneaky.
Deceptive to you,
yes,
Logan?
Yes, yeah. And okay, I'm also so... very surprised that they actually brought them back.
yeah.
That's interesting to me also.
Yeah. Well, the thing that's interesting, too, is that for that individual, they may not have seen that as a break in trust.
Right.
I mean, I know
right.
people who take supplies from their employer all the time and don't blink.
They think it's part of the job.
Oh, yeah.
They think it's, yeah.
Everyone right. does it, you know, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So
it would never occur to me to borrow things and not say, is this
something.
Okay?
Right.
To be upfront.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that could just be a value of mine.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But that's an interesting thing, even when we're talking about letting people earn your trust, you know, does a colleague at work borrow something from you and not give it back?
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, or does someone say, I'll be there for you and not show up,
mm-hmm.
you know, to really see in the smaller behaviors what they're showing you about their understanding of trust and trustworthiness.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. And people have different... You know, trust is different for different people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was just thinking of right. someone, a mutual acquaintance, a good friend of yours, actually, who is always shifting. You know, her reality is always shifting just a little bit. But I think for her, that's fine, right?
Mm.
But I trust that that's how she does it. So it
you trust her process.
I do. So it doesn't
right.
bother me.
That's what I'm saying. There's
right.
an integrity
right.
to her
that's
behavior.
Right. That's right. There is an integrity to her behavior.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. And it's never based on me. It's always about her. So
right.
right.
Yeah, I don't mind that.
Right.
Yeah. So it's interesting. And I think this is something that challenges us continuously in the workplace. You know, as you take a new job or the new people come in, you just don't know.
That's right.
So I think the best rule is to allow people to earn your trust, not to just assume.
That's right. Exactly.
And to see who they are.
And to see what does that mean to you. How do you give people opportunities to demonstrate their trustworthiness? And do you mark it, right? Do you make a mental note? Like, okay, in this moment, this person showed up. There can be people who you personally don't like who come through in amazing ways and therefore demonstrating their trustworthiness in that regard.
Right.
Right?
Right.
And I think that's fascinating, too.
Oh, absolutely.
Because we tend to like the more charming people. Or maybe I tend to like the more charming people.
Well, they're much easier to be with.
Exactly.
Right.
But they're not always trustworthy.
Not the most honest or accountable people, which are elements, it seems like.
That's right. The people who will tell you what you want to hear aren't necessarily the most trustworthy.
Right.
You know, and I think somebody else who used to rent space from us, and it was interesting because we had this great relationship, and then one day it changed. And
right.
So that, how do you trust that, you know, somebody's behavior
different
completely changes?
Yeah.
That's a tough one also because...
Absolutely.
You know...
That's right. There's an example where someone demonstrated themselves to be a certain way for an extended period of time and then flipped. And that can happen at work. If you're working with someone and one of you gets promoted, you may see a whole new set of behaviors.
Yeah.
Right.
Right? That aren't so lovely.
Yeah.
So life and work circumstances can, again, challenge this process of earning trust.
Yeah. So it's a big topic, so please send in your comments and your thoughts. We'd love to hear from you.
How do you let people earn your trust? Join us next time for another My Crazy Office Overtime, and we trust you'll have a good day.
My Crazy Office is produced in New York City at K Squared Studios. Stay crazy.